Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome today to Voice Rising. We all share the same vision, and that vision is that the essence which unites us is pure love. Let me share a little bit about the special guest we have today who carries exactly this quality in everything that she does. Dejin Shakdagzai is a Swiss-Tibetan singer and a book author who grew up in Switzerland and shares the Buddhist wisdom of her homeland through her music. She is the eldest daughter of the venerable Dagse Rinpoche, a Tibetan Lama, who gave her the transmissions of the precious Tibetan mantras that she performs for audiences all over the world. Dejin has received several gold awards for her music. Her voice and all the work that radiates from her core essence stands for inner calm, love, compassion, reconciliation, and peace. After 20 years of performing at major venues around the world and 11 albums, including a platinum record and Best Spiritual Album Award, Tibetan mantra singer Dejin has released her newest double album, Emma Ho, the story of Arya Tara. And yes, she is with us today in the studio. Welcome, Dejin, to Voice Rising.
Thank you, Kara. So nice to be here with you.
It's so beautiful to have you. I heard that you've come with your pockets lined with golden song jewels because you have just released this new album. How does it feel to have this album out on the market now for everyone to listen to?
Oh, it's a beautiful feeling, Kara. As you can imagine, we are all artists, and it's just like we are releasing our little baby to go mm-hmm. into the world and to enchant all the hearts. Yes, really. No, it's a great feeling. And I'm so thankful I get this opportunity on your radio show tonight to introduce Emma Ho, the story of Arya Tara, to your listeners. And it's a great pleasure to be with you tonight, Kara.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit more. You have very uplifting original compositions that are telling the story, like you said, of Arya Tara, right? She was a princess who overcame the traditional restraints placed on women to finally achieve the wisdom of the Buddha, right? So
yes,
she was a very powerful woman.
Yes.
And share with us a little bit more about the word, the Tibetan Buddhist word, Emma Ho, and share with us a little bit more about Tara and how she inspired you to create this album.
Yes, it's my pleasure to do so, Kara. I was always sort of very close to this Buddhist goddess Tara. In Tibetan, we call her Jitsun Drema, and in the West, we know her as Tara, the Swift Liberator. Mm-hmm. And I was just so inspired by her story because when I first heard the story, I said to myself, "Oh my God, this story has to be told. This story is so inspiring for all the people in this world, because it's the story of a worldly princess who was many, many eons ago in ancient India, a worldly princess called Janachandra, which means wisdom moon. Mm-hmm. In Tibetan, we call her Yishidawa. And she was a very faithful student, disciple of the Buddha Dundubhisvara, the Buddha of the sound of drums at that time. And it is said that she was really admired by the whole community. Even the monks were really impressed by her. And one day, one of the monks said to her, "Princess, you are so admired by everyone, and we really admire you too. But there's only one thing you still need to do. You should really make a wish to be reborn as a man in your next life, because this is when you can really reach enlightenment." Mm-hmm. And the princess laughed and replied. She said, "There is no male, there is no female, there is no self, there is no being. To differentiate between male and female is the mind of a small being." And this is the moment, this was the moment when she actually vowed to always return in a female form to liberate the beings from samsara and take them to nirvana. Mm-hmm. And to reach enlightenment in a female form. And so this is why and how actually then the princess became the first female Buddha, and was then given the name Tara from the Buddha. And so this is why we are having this immense respect and love for this beautiful princess Janachandra, who actually proved that also women can reach Buddhahood just like the men.
Of course, Daejeon. Of course, yes, we can.
Yes. And I was so fascinated, and I think this is such a beautiful story to share, because she was able to really tell the people there is actually we should not actually judge on male or female, because we are all the same beautiful beings, having the same inner beautiful potentials to reach Buddhahood. And this is what actually the new album Emma Ho is about. I am actually telling the story of this wonderful goddess to inspire all the people, not only female, or actually all people that have not really discovered their own inner beautiful potential. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily only about female suppression, but it's also about, you know, setting free really all our inner potential, and making reminding people that we all have this beautiful inner qualities, such as love, compassion, kind-heartedness, and clarity in our hearts, just like Tara proved that that this is actually the most beautiful thing that we have, and it's so important that we don't forget this.
Beautiful. I want to play for our listeners the track Emma Ho, An Amazing One. Do you want to share a few words before we listen?
Oh,
or
yes,
should we just listen?
Yes.
Share with us. Tell us more about this track.
Yes, I really love this track because, first of all, it's a title track. Mm-hmm. And it's called Imaho, and Imaho itself is a beautiful word. It's not a a Tibetan word that we normally use in our spoken language, but it's a very specific spiritual word, that expression that is only found in the spiritual texts, and it stands for a beautiful exclamation of joy, of happiness, of bliss, about the moment when the mind awakens, when the mind turns from an obscure, deluded mind into the pure state of clarity and pure light. The mind when it's really awakened. So I think this is such a beautiful expression. And with this song, I wanted to share with the people, that remind them, just be open whenever such a moment comes. Imaho is so beautiful, and I think everybody comes into this world with an innate longing for this feeling of Imaho, because we know that it is in us, this Imaho, and we just need to have an open heart to discover it and not to ignore it.
Not to ignore it. So yes, let's listen to Imaho. Let's come into this good vibe of Imaho, An Amazing One. This is, like you said, the title track off of your new double album. So here we go.
Yes, and what I'm singing on Imaho is actually, I'm singing the 21 beautiful praises of the goddess Tara, of the Swift Liberator. So it's full of praises to this beautiful goddess, Tara.
Beautiful, beautiful. Here we go.
Thank you.
You've been listening to DJ Shak Dag Zai, and the track is Emma Ho, an amazing one. DJ, this is a very special word, Emma Ho, which we've now learned today. Do you have one other word you can teach us today before we go into the break? Like, what is the word for thank you in Tibet?
Thank you in Tibetan is tuji che.
Oh, tuji che.
Yes,
that almost right?
Tuji che. Yes.
Okay, I'm getting closer. So we know Emma Ho and tuji che. It's not easy. This is such a beautiful track. Let's go now into a break. We're going to be practicing all these wonderful words that Dejan is teaching us, and then we'll be back for more on this new release with Dejan Shak Dag Zai.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me in studio today is the Swiss-Tibetan singer Dejan Shak Dag Zai. Dejan, your new album is a collaboration together with your longtime producer Helge van Dijk and several other international artists, and you've created this album which takes traditional Tibetan mantras to a very new place. You can hear on the new album spoken word, like rap recitation, and that's woven also together with calm harmony. So it's very eclectic in a way. It brings together a lot of different genres, different worlds. So this is not the first time you've collaborated with Helge. Tell us more about this very special connection that the two of you have.
I have had this beautiful collaboration with him for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. He's composed and produced now the third album. The previous two were Jewel, Joyful Heart through Precious Tibetan Mantras, and the second one, Day Tomorrow, very contemporary, actually. And now this one, the third album, actually is kind of the best of the previous two, so to speak. You know, because we combine beautiful, calm pieces, and yet have also very dynamic pieces on it. And that's the reason why is I asked Helge, I would like to show in a most beautiful way the four enlightened activities of Tara, because Tara is actually the embodiment of the active compassion of all the Buddhas. So as such, she has four beautiful activities, which is peaceful, enriching, magnetizing, and wrathful. So these four activities, and I asked Helge, I would like to show these activities for the listeners in a musical way. So I would like to manifest those four activities musically. So this is why we have very peaceful pieces, we have dynamic pieces where she manifests as the wrathful Tara. We have enriching, beautiful enriching pieces where she represents that aspect. And we have the magnetizing activity. So, and that's so interesting that to have this goddess who is going out to the beings, helping them in all these different, with all these different activities, because this is how she can actually bring us, bring the best out of us. So, for instance, when we are very disturbed, when our state of mind is disturbed, and we are very agitated, where we are full of fear, then she comes as the peaceful Tara, bringing, calming us down, calming our mind, and taking us into a very peaceful state. And then when she comes as the Tara with her enriching activity, that means she is helping us to stay healthy. She's helping to avoid untimely death. Because we say that every one of us comes into this world with a certain lifespan, and sometimes we have, you know, we experience that people go from this world totally, you know, untimely. So we say that the Tara, when she comes in her enriching activity, she helps us also to avoid untimely death. And then when she comes as the magnetizing, with the magnetizing activity, this means that she is helping us to summon all the positive energy, so that we ourselves feel very, very energized. You know, sometimes we go through phases where we feel really, we feel like, oh, we're so unattractive. We feel like we'd like to just hide somewhere, and we feel like everybody is actually letting us down. And this is when Tara, when we call on the Tara to help us to attract all the positive energies and makes us feel attractive again, which is beautiful. I think especially we women, we we love to have this kind of energy, because it really is, it's very, very inspiring, it's beautiful. And then she comes also in her wrathful manifestation. This is when she comes to, she comes in her wrathful manifestation, not because she is angry with us, but this is very powerful, because this is when she comes and almost like shakes us up, and she shakes us to say, hey, come on, it's time to wake up. Mm-hmm. It's time to wake up, to let go all the negative emotions such as hate, greed, jealousy, pride, arrogance, and all these negative emotions that we all know these emotions, and we all know how painful and how disturbing and how much suffering they bring to ourselves. And this is when Tara helps us to shake all these emotions, to really help us to dissolve these feelings, to make them really dissolvable, because sometimes we're so stuck in these emotions, nobody really wants all these emotions. Mm-hmm. There's nobody who really voluntarily wants to feel sad or wants to feel in a hateful, hateful feelings or jealousy, pride. Nobody really wants that. We don't need that. We all know it's really very damaging to ourselves. Yeah. But then this is when she comes with her wrathful aspect, and she can sort of shake all these feelings and she can dissolve them, so we can really let go of these feelings. And I think this is a very important aspect of hers, because so much suffering in this world roots in all these negative feelings. And this is why I love the wrathful aspect of Tara. And I asked Helge to compose a really, really special song for her. and it's great. And, what's really nice is people say that actually it's almost their favorite track, the Magic Pulse, which is the really dynamic song for her, where she comes in her wrathful aspect.
Nice. We're going to listen to the Magic Pulse, but not right now. Right now we're going to listen to probably a more calming pulse of Tara, the wisdom of Tara.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But now we have the story also for later in the show. The wisdom of Tara, I do think it's very interesting, this idea of to shake something up, or this wrath of Tara, because so many of us always are looking at the calm, the peaceful, but sometimes we do need to be shaken to the roots to wake us up from what we might be holding. So let's listen to The Wisdom of Tara. This is a track off of your new album, and carrying these four special qualities within our hearts while we listen.
Yes, this is a beautiful track, because the very special thing about this track is it has a length of 30 minutes. And yes, it's amazing, I know. people, after listening to this song, they have so beautiful feedbacks on this one, because people do it, do yoga with it, because they can really do a very long, beautiful yoga session with it.
Yes.
And I think musically, it is representing the magnetizing aspect of Tara, because, you dive into it. And Helge, I think he really did a masterpiece with this, because to create a piece of 30 minutes and to keep it very, keep it interesting, to keep it, to make sure that people don't drift away, but they want to listen. They stay present for 30 mm-hmm. minutes and not letting it become boring. I think it was a great challenge for him. But I told him this album is not going to be an easy album. it will be very challenging, because I really want to tell the full story of the 21 praises. And what's beautiful is usually we know the Tara mantra is Om Dare Tutare Ture Soha, right? So most people are already familiar with this beautiful mantra of Tara with the 10 syllables, Om Dare Tutare Ture Soha. And now on this album, on this piece, Wisdom of Tara, I'm singing 21 beautiful Sanskrit mantras for each of the 21 aspects of Tara. And that's very special because I've never done this before, and I have not actually heard any other rendition of this mantra with 21 mantras, you know. And I think it's beautiful because it's also lovely for people to chant along, because the Sanskrit mantras are usually a bit easier to sing along than the Tibetan prayers. So I'm very, very happy we did such a beautiful piece with this 21 Sanskrit mantras.
Beautiful. Let's listen to an excerpt. Not all 30 minutes. We're going to have you back. An excerpt. The Wisdom of Tara. A little excerpt from Gajan's newest album.
Thank you.
Chấp sự chiều, sang giờ là chấp sự chiều, trời là chấp sự chiều, kiến trúc là chấp sự chiều. Sang giờ chưa đang cho cái cho nằm là, chẳng chú bảo đủ, ta nên chấp sự chiều. Đã ghi chỉ cho cái bé xuân năm kỳ, rồi là bên giờ sang giờ chú bảo số, xem giờ tham giờ, đeo áo thẳng. Dewe chú tặng đem bơ chú chi Sim chen tham chen Tung yên ta Tung yên ki chú tặng trẻ hoa chú chi Sim chen tham chen Tung yên mẹ bê Đe hoa tặng mi trẻ hoa chú chi Sim chen tham chen Nhi rin cha ta nhi tặng trẻ bê Tặng nhầm lãn nè bơ chú chi Bồ ta lại nè cho nè Tam yi Chẳng khu lê trung xin
You were listening listening to the wisdom of Tara, a track off of Dejan Shekstagzai's newest album. Dejan, what are some of the rituals that you do every day as a singer that help you stay healthy and resilient?
For me, of course, this beautiful connection to the goddess Tara is very, very essential. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is, Tara is such an inspiration because she's known as the swift liberator who saves us from fear. She saves us from all dangers, and she fulfills all wishes. So, and in this respect, she saves us from 8 inner and outer dangers. And I do the Tara prayers every day. And for me, is of course, when you start the day with. Generally, I think when you start a day with meditation and with prayers, you have a totally different mindset,
yes.
Which takes you through the day in a slightly you're just more balanced, mm-hmm. and you are just so connected with. You can call it divine, you can call it the Buddha nature, but it really makes a difference if you connect. And for me, of course, because I was raised in this Buddhist tradition through my family, my father being a Tibetan Lama, as you mentioned beautifully mm-hmm. at the beginning, it's something very natural for me. And it was my aspiration to be able to share this beautiful feeling of connectedness with Tara, with the people, through this beautiful music with the people. And I think generally music is such a healing power. And when it's combined with the mantras, the ancient Tibetan mantras from my heritage, I personally feel like there is such a power in this music, and now when you chant her mantra Om Tadi Ture Soha, you feel immediately that there is a protection, and this is the moment you connect with Tara. They say that she's with you. And mm-hmm. when you look at the beautiful Taras, you will notice that Tara, unlike the other Buddhas who are sitting in the full lotus posture, Tara always has her right leg stretched. It's not the full lotus mm-hmm. position of the legs. So this means she is ready to jump up and be with the beings whenever they need her. So, and that's also, that itself is a beautiful, beautiful thing to remember, that as soon as you call on Tara, she'll be right there with you. And so she saves us, for instance, she saves from the lion, she saves from the elephant, she saves from the snake, she saves from fire, she saves from water, she saves from thieves, she saves from demons, and she saves from the chains, And
She's our protector.
She's a wonderful protector. And this, because you have to imagine these prayers were written 2,500 years ago or even longer. And at that time, people had to go through the jungle to visit each other from village to village. So they had to be protected from the lion. They had to be protected from the elephant, from the snake, from the elements, all these. But what's beautiful is, you know, all these outer dangers relate to an inner danger. So, for instance, when she saves us from the lion, she saves us from the inner danger of pride. And when she saves from the elephant, she saves from the inner danger of ignorance. And when she saves from the snake, she saves us from the inner danger of jealousy. And when she saves us from the fire, she saves us from the inner danger of anger. And when she saves us from the water, she saves us from the inner danger of desire and greed. And when she saves us from thieves, she saves us from the inner danger of wrong views. When she saves us from the demons, she saves us from the inner danger of doubts. And when she saves us from the chains, she saves us from the inner danger of miserliness. So I think it's beautiful to see that she actually helps us to really dissolve all our inner emotions that bring so much suffering to ourselves and others. So, and when you start a day like this, it's beautiful because then you can go, you know, you're really very well equipped to meet all the challenges of the, what the day is has, you know, all the challenges that you meet in the day. So that's wonderful. And you don't need to be able to recite the prayers. It's just sufficient, even just if you say the Om Tare Tutare Ture Soha mantra. So it's a powerful, powerful mantra. And the Tibetan lamas, they advise us to really recite this mantra. You know, wherever you go, you can recite it loud. You can recite it very, you know, mumbling, or you don't even have to recite it. You can also just imagine the mantra in your mind. So if you're sitting in a train and you don't want to disturb the others, you can just recite the mantra inner, you know, within your mind. You don't have to speak it loud, which is beautiful, I think.
Beautiful, Dejan. Hold that thought. We're going to go into a very small break, and then we'll be right back holding Tara in our heart, our protector, the goddess Tara.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I'm your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me today in studio is Dejan Shakdaksai, and she's talking about her amazing new album, Amaho, the story of Arya Tara. And we were talking, Dejan, at the beginning of the show about this piece that you call Magic Pulse. You're talking about the dynamics of this amazing piece. You were also saying that Tara's not only peaceful and calm, and she's not only a protector, but she has a wrath that can really shake us awake. So do you want to say a few quick words about this piece? Because I'd love the people to hear it.
Yes. Yeah, it's really very interesting because in this piece, I am wrapping the prayer of the 21 praises. And, you know, when I say rap, it's actually nothing to do with the American rap. People always think, oh, wow, Detson's become really modern now. Now she's starting to rap. But in fact, I am going really, really back to my roots because the prayers in the monasteries, you know, in Tibet, and it's tradition that you do really recite the prayers very, very fast. And it's wonderful to do this because the reason why they do this is to keep your awareness really very high, because when you recite a prayer so fast, you have to really be so focused with your mind in order to be able to recite them so fast. And I love this track, and I'm so happy you're going to play this. So you really have to fasten your belt.
Let's open our ears so we can take it all in, the quickness of it all. Here is Magic Pulse from Emma Ho, The Story of Ariyatara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
was a little taste of magic pulse from Dejen. And I'm sure it's also a song that you can just dance to and let go to, right? I mean, where wisdom of Tara was maybe something where you can even do your yoga practice.
Yes.
Well, this maybe too, but... Dejen, this is a very complex time, right? We are in very evolutionary times. People are struggling in the moment. They feel a lot of despair that is surfacing in the collectives as we have not only this health pandemic, but we have hunger and we have people that are losing their homes. We have a climate crisis, which is we have trillions of things, it seems, that are arising that we're looking at. And at the same time, we have a very big movement with people awakening and choosing meditation and
Absolutely.
Breath therapies,
yes.
Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga,
yes.
chanting, right? So
yes.
if Tara ruled the world, mm-hmm. and if Dejen yeah. could share what she knows of the wisdom, because you were talking about these four qualities. One is, you know, you were talking about the nurturing aspect, the enrichment. You were talking about the calmness. You were talking about even the wrath to shake us up. What would your thoughts be if you could share with us what we might use in these very complex times to awaken?
Yes. I think, you know, from a Buddhist point of view, all the challenges that we face in our worldly lives, we mm-hmm. consider them as extremely precious, you know. We even call them like they are like the precious pearls in our life, because it's only with the suffering, it's only with these challenges that we face are we actually making progress on our inner path.
Mm-hmm.
So, and depending on when you have the chance to hear about Tara, about how she's helping us to move on the inner path, how she's helping us to overcome the worldly challenges and to transforming them into something so precious for our inner path, then I think then that is so wonderful, because let's all face it, I mean, we are in samsara. Samsara
yeah.
means that we are actually bound to go through a lot of suffering in this lifetime, because we are born, we go through old age, we get ill, we get sick, and finally we die. And so being able to transform these moments of deepest sorrow, deepest pain into something that actually opens the pathway of our heart to actually transform ourselves into the beings that we actually are, because Buddha has said that every being is blessed with the Buddha nature. So this is what actually Tara is also helping us to rediscover. She's helping us to rediscover our true nature, which is pure, pure, clear, and bright, shining light, the pure Buddha nature. She is helping us to rediscover that has been actually, not been able to shine through, because we have covered it up with all our negative emotions of greed, hate, ignorance, pride, and jealousy, what I just mentioned before. And, the beauty of our life is that we have, every one of us has the potential to rediscover our true, beautiful nature, and this is what I think I would help Tara to tell the beings to share in the world. And I think it's like, you know, we all are creating our own future. We all create sort of every moment in our life, and from moment to moment, through our three doors of body, speech, and mind, we have the possibility to create so much beautiful, beautiful energy.
Yes. Dejan, it's been such a blessing to have you with me on the show today.
Thank you,
We wish you much
Cara.
Success right,
Thank
for the
you,
album.
Thank you so much.
May we remember that all our struggles are actually jewels and are waiting for us to attend to them with great care. And may our earth actually awaken to a beautiful paradise.
Thank you, Cara. Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.